From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, Monday, November 16th, announced the start of the 2020-21 regular firearm season for deer and bear hunting in New York's Southern District on Saturday, November 21st. According to a press release, DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos encouraged hunters to be safe, have fun, pass up shots on young bucks, and take steps to protect the state's deer from chronic wasting disease. Sagos said, and I quote, "Regulated hunting is one of the most important conservation efforts New Yorkers engage in each year. Hunters help balance deer and bear populations with local habitats and land uses," end quote. The season begins at sunrise on the 21st and continues through Sunday, December 13. The Southern Zone regular season is the state's most popular hunting season, with participation from about 85% of New York's 550,000 licensed hunters. Following the regular deer and bear seasons, late bow hunting and muzzle loading season will run from December 14th to December 22nd. Information about getting outdoors safely and responsibly during the state's response to COVID-19 is available at the DEC's website. And you can read more at dec.ny.gov. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Two buildings on the former RAK tire recovery property on State Route 143 in Coeymans Hollow were demolished on November 14th. Town officials have been working for years to clean up the 3.6-acre property formerly owned by Rodney Kraskowski, a local businessman who was once a member of the Ravenna Coeymans Selkirk Board of Education. Kraskowski died in July 2015, and none of his family came forward to claim the property. Town Supervisor George McHugh said Albany County took ownership of the land and last spring transferred title for the property to the town. The property has remained vacant since Kraskowski's death. In 2018, approximately 960,000 pounds of tires were removed from abandoned tractor trailers and other vehicles on the site and strewn around the property. McHugh said, and I quote, "Since our last meeting, we did receive the report from the asbestos abatement company. They did not find any asbestos to abate on the properties," end quote. The cost of the demolition was just under $35,000. McHugh said, and I quote, "The RAK property has been an eyesore for the residents of Coeymans for over a decade, and I am grateful to this town board and our county executive, Dan McCoy, for making this day happen," end quote. Both buildings were razed. McHugh said, and I quote, "Cleanup is step one. Step two is to get the property back on the tax rolls as soon as practical," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union, a bipartisan state commission charged with reconfiguring New York's legislative and congressional districts, named its co-executive directors at a meeting November 12th. But the 10 commissioners remain deadlocked on the choice of a chairperson. The redistricting commission has 4 Democratic appointees and 4 Republicans. The Republicans' pick for a co-executive director is Douglas Brickell, former chief of staff to retiring GOP Senator George Amador. The Democrats' pick is Karen Blatt, who served as the co-executive director for LATFOR, the legislative commission that provides demographic and statistical data to the legislature during redistricting. The executive directors are each paid $145,000 annually. It is unclear who will be named chairperson. At the meeting last week, 2 attorneys from New York City-based law firms were nominated, but neither had a majority of the 10 votes. The chair's function is primarily to organize the panel. State Senate Democrats, who are now set to hold the majority during redistricting for the first time in decades, are planning to put a constitutional amendment before voters in November 2021 to substantially change the process. They argue that the 2014 constitutional amendment that established the existing process contained several provisions giving unfair advantages to then-majority Senate Republicans. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.